Blog Talk Radio.
Should have everybody on.
okay? We got everybody online right now so we can rumble. I want you all to know that Black Power Radio is the most informative radio talk show on the internet, bar none. Whether you tune in on your smartphone, some said they were calling tonight from the dumb phone. Others were on, I think, their Android. And then I got at least one caller on the paranoid phone. Whether you use your monitor or your keyboard tonight, it matters not. We have the most informative radio talk show. When it comes down to the issues of we the people, and as we grow, and the more you know, the more we all grow. So when we use our knowledge for the upliftment of we the people, then certainly we have the right base, the right dynamic on the ground. And we are changing the dynamics on the ground everywhere we go, especially with our land acquisition and with our people who are occupying these city councils. They're all out in Los Angeles, all over Delaware, all around in the old DMV. They call it Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, et cetera, et cetera. With that said, we want to bring live, I don't know if Dr. Critical Truth may be online, between her and our beloved chairman out of South Carolina. Let me see, which do we have live? Are you there, Dr. Critical Truth Bay? One up and one down. Let's see, Brother Tyree, are you live with us?
I'm here.
Okay, Brother Tyree, can you hear us now clearly? Okay, are you able to hear me now? Okay, Black Power. So you're live on Black Power Radio. We're happy to be able to host you tonight, headed towards the beautiful city of Washington, D.C. But in the interim, I want you to talk black to us and tell us a little bit about what's going on in Spartanburg and in Gaffney and what you are proposed to do on the ground. Brother Chairman Tyree, talk black to us. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power.
How y'all doing out there tonight? Black Power. Good to be here.
Black Power.
Right here in Spartanburg, South Carolina. I got some people from Gaffney on the line. I got one of my people from Greer on the line. My newest strong partner and best friend is on the line, Shaq. Say what's up to everybody, Shaq.
What's up, what's up, what's up? I'm here.
A right-hand man against a lady. She on the phone, Queen Sophia. And my chief of staff, Mr. Charles Jr., he on the line, too. So basically today, we're just going to spread a little bit of knowledge and a little bit of love. And I'm going to let Shaq say what he got to say. He got a whole lot to say here, young brother coming up. Young businessman, entrepreneur, he got that great spirit, spreads love all to the community. And right now we're going to introduce him.
Only Chad, but excuse me, Jackson.
Hey, how you doing? I'm Shaq. Black Power to y'all, good people, man. Tyree's a good friend of mine. I've been knowing him for weeks now, man. I be a friend and a family man. And, you know, I've been going with this cousin about 10 years, and so I met us a while back, and, man, it been up a love with this guy. And ever since I've been with him, man, we can just talk about, you know, self-care and just doing for self, you know, and just working for self, and just doing things on our own, and just using the dollar that we have now to invest in ourselves, you know what I'm saying? And just, you know, being independent, you know, and so that's just... That was my focus, and that's a lot of what we talk about, you know what I'm saying, and just more for brothers, just because we need, you know what I'm saying, and that's a lot about what we talk about, and focus, you know, just doing for self and helping each other out.
I don't
out.
Know that you all realize you got a clip. Whoever's not talking got to mute, and if you're talking and you got noise in the background, you got to mute up, beloved. One person talking at once.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And like I was saying, we just got to do for self and just help each other out, you know, and just spread knowledge, because knowledge is power. Knowledge is the key. You know, with the right amount of knowledge, you know, we can do any and everything, you know, and with self and just helping each other out, you know, because, you know, together we're powerful. You know what I'm saying? Apart, we can only do so much by ourselves, but together we're powerful. Yes, sir.
Power to the people.
Yes, sir. Black power. I'm going to hand it back over to Tyree.
The Black Power, I would ask everybody to mute up. I know everybody can hear, but you mute up and put one mic on the speaker. One mic on the speaker at once. Go ahead. And Black Power.
Hey, Sophia, introduce yourself and tell them what's going on from a black woman's point of view in the upstate of South Carolina, what you see when you go into the school or when you out in public, the things you encounter, and what we need to do as a people to help the situation or the problems or the issues that you see. Queen Sophia, you there? Okay, I'm going to hand it over to my chief of staff. Charles Jr., you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Black Power.
Sir.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm in attack right now. A lot been going on up here. You know, we planning on going to the, you know, to the city council. Council meeting in October. That's the first Monday in October, and planning on having a, you know, having a community behind us, the black community behind us. You know, the only way they're gonna take us serious is if they see us come out in numbers.
That's absolutely right,
though,
CJ. Absolutely right.
Mm-hmm. Working on it now, you know, I'm trying to get from each side of town, I'm trying to get people, you know, to work together, you know, getting petitions, and also to come out, you know, they tell lay people, and they come out, and then they tell lay people. So when you got all of them, they, you know, at one time, they're telling each, everywhere they go, they're telling people to come. And so, you know, we got to get something done about this law where you can, you know, fire a gun near a residence. You know, why come that people from my kind, you know, they seem to go right then, they seem to, you know, they get incarcerated, they go to jail, they get prison time, or, you know, have to pay a lot of money out to keep in trouble when you got white people in this town. You know, they do the same thing and don't nothing happen to them. They're getting low buns, even though they already rich or they got money to get out. But, you know, still they're getting buns that's so low, you know, it's no problem. But then they're setting the buns so high for black people to get out, you know, they can't get out. Or the people put up their house, you know, hoping that people were like, you know, well, we're going to scare them up, so then they're going to leave town, and then we're going to take their property. You know, this stuff has been going on in this for a long time, and it needs to be put on blast.
Yes, sir, Brother CJ, that's a growing phenomenon across the country, that they will give a unbalanced rulings and setting these ridiculous bonds and giving up this ridiculous jail time to our brothers and sisters. And those throughout the We the People community are now uniting from every dimension, from every corridor, from every avenue of human interest. We are finding We the People are becoming united strongly around this idealism that we can do. We are producing self-government at this hour, sir.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So, you know, You know, we can't put this on the hush hush. No, you know, people like, oh, just don't say nothing, let it go. No, you can't let things go all the time. You know, sometimes you got to speak out.
That's right. Got to speak out and do the honorable John Lewis shuffle and get in some of the good trouble. But your work will get you in trouble with the opposition, but it will get you in good with we the people. It will get you in good with the Almighty God of all the world. And with everything that's going on good in the universe, you become synced up once you get involved with the good trouble that our most valuable player on the field at one interval was the Honorable John Lewis. I will vouch for him. I will stand up for him because he stood up for us. But we were not able, I'm just not willing to stand up for ourselves. And this man would always come to what is going on with black people. And he put on his dashiki some days and go on down to the Black Revolution meeting. Come on in there to the Black Revolution event and get in there and participate. And sometimes he was held up at the meeting, but he would come late. But he said, I promise you, I gave my word bond that I was coming. And he'd pop up late sometimes, but he always showed interest in the activities of we the people, and full participation, and didn't mind giving the money. When we didn't have the money sometimes, he helped us meet the bill. You don't know these things because you are scared of that front line, and you make a front line move, you never know where your support is going to come from. And we the people have to get in the habit, act and it shall be given unto you, and knock on the doors of knowledge, and is the promise from Almighty God that answers will be given unto you, and yet all things shall be added in abundance if you would just only believe, if you would show just a mustard seed in the weight of faith towards Almighty God and we the people. Don't you know miracles will be happening when Luther Vandross was singing about? Those little miracles will happen in your life every day. But you have to think up, brothers and sisters. You have to challenge the opposition. You have to check the opposition in the midst of their iniquity. In other words, in their foul play, in the midst of their corruption and tyrannical ways and bad habitations, you have to stand up and check them in the midst of all the evil that they're doing and bring home the good for we the people, my mind.
Amen, amen. Hey, with that being said right there, you see how when, let's say somebody like, what's that dude up there in Missouri? He killed that one dude, the young boy, he was walking to the store. I think it was Trayvon Martin. That was in, not Fulton, Missouri. It was in, Ferguson. I was in Fulton that weekend, but it happened in Ferguson. I was about 70 miles away. Ferguson is about 70 miles away from St. Louis, which is a stronghold city. What I'm saying is it's a heavily black populated city. You see how when that dude did what he did, you had people, anonymous people coming from different directions from out of the blue, just putting up money for him to get a lawyer, putting up money for him to post bond. That's what we got to do. If there's an officer, anybody for that matter that violates somebody's civil rights, we need to be putting money in the bucket. We need to already have money in the bucket, so when something like that happens, we got the money, the high representation of voice, the money to do whatever is necessary at that time, that moment in time, to seek justice. You understand what I'm saying? So we gotta step it up. All of us know something. All of us got our own different point of view. All of us bring something powerful to the table, no matter what your financial situation is, no matter what your tax bracket is, if you low income, middle class, high class, if you grew up in the country, you grew up in the city, all of us have seen something that everybody else hadn't seen. We all, even if we've seen the same things, we've seen it from a different angle. We got a different perception. We got to put everything together so that we're on one accord all at the same time. We need to be on one page and have one goal in mind, and that's justice, that's freedom for the black people. So it's time to, I mean, I see people, and it's my people, you know what I'm saying? I see people, they know how to do things business-wise, but they're scared to let the next man know how to make money. Now, I don't understand that right now. If I know how to make money in a certain kind of way, I'm going to tell the next man, because there's enough money for everybody.
You know what, though?
So spread the love.
You got that slave mentality in them, okay?
We've been brainwashed to the point, yeah, we still got that slave mentality. We got to break out of that. So we're going to break the ice, and we're going to talk about it.
But you know, a lot of times, I mean, like they say, you got to let people know certain things. Some things you keep, you know, the left hand know with the right hand. Because, you know, a lot of times when you let people know stuff, instead of them taking the knowledge that you're trying to give it to help them grow, they will try to tear you down. This was instilled in our people from slavery. Generational curse. Got to be broke.
Yeah, we gotta rewrite the menu strip on this whole thing, you know what I'm saying, the way we treat one another from day to day. And that's why I always reiterate every week, smile at one another. Find a compliment to give one another. You know what I'm saying? Our attitude is contagious. You know what I mean? So even if you don't like somebody, find one little bitty thing about them that you like and then build on that. That way we're building together. I'm going to tell you at the end of the day, the enemy, you got different kind of people. Like, I know people right here in Spartanburg, Greenville, they Russian. They don't like white people. White people don't like Russian people all that good. But if something happened, though, I bet you they'll stick together and share their resources and information. And they always keep money circulating amongst each other. You understand what I'm saying? Well, a lot of people, they don't want to. I don't want to go to a black restaurant. They service ain't no good. They kind of ghetto. I ain't going to do no business with them, man. They think they're better than everybody. Yeah, look at them how they act. They think they're better than us. I ain't doing no business with them. No, we can't be like that. Whatever the problem is, we need to figure it out from the root. We're going to start right here. Let's treat every woman like we would treat our mother, like we would treat our sister, and like we would treat our daughter. Let's treat every man like we would treat our father, our brother, or our son. And if somebody doing something disrespectful or out of the way, let's just overlook them because they don't know any better. And then at a different time, when we're in the right plan for it, we'll go back and teach them what they did wrong. Not in a harmful way that's hurting their self-esteem, but in a brotherly, friendly way. You understand what I'm saying? Just
think about that
building block. Excuse me. I'm sorry, go ahead. Hey, Sophia, you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
What's up, Queen Sophia? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Y'all?
Hey, y'all, this right here is a beautiful, strong black woman, a single mother. I've been friends with her for 20 years, and I ain't gonna lie. I don't see too many black women like her. They stand on their own and do everything on their own and don't ask for nothing. Get out there and bust her ass straight up and make sure everything's taken care of. Stand on her own. And I ain't talking about how some of these girls is. I'm gonna be straight up with you, and I don't know how to say this because there's women on the line and stuff like that. I see a lot of women, and no disrespect to nobody or nothing like that. I see a lot of women, they'll give their self. And when they're supposed to just get at to the man that they're married to for a small amount of money. This woman right here, I done been around her for 20 years. I ain't never seen nothing like that. I done seen her work several jobs, raised her kids by herself, been in a position to collect child support, didn't even want it, worked different jobs, just after work, get off and do other jobs, still taking care of home. I need more black women like her right there, because I'm going to tell you, I see some women that can't even take care of one or two kids. I'm like, I got kids, and they make them an excuse to just cop out, you know what I mean? They make an excuse to just be lazy or whatever like that. I ain't never seen, if we had more of her around this whole country, then we'd be doing good. And a lot of men, hey, men might not be listening right now, but if a lot of y'all was as strong as her, we'd have a lot of a stronger team. Because I see a lot of men, excuse my language, as pussies right now. I see a lot of men living off women, or letting a woman be the head of their household and things of that nature right there. if we had a lot of strong leaders like this woman right here, we'd be in a better position. But with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and let Queen Sophia talk.
Oh, well, Ty, thank you for the knowledge and all that. He pretty much done told y'all everything about me already. Y'all doing all right?
Yeah, we doing all right.
Okay, well, it's nice to meet you, y'all.
You too, Queen.
Hey, reiterate some of the things that you see around town. And again, you know, I've been around this whole country. I'm a truck driver, and then I travel alone and with my family, and I see a lot of things in different towns with people that don't even know each other. If I go to Nevada, I see the same things in Florida. I see the same things in Louisiana. These people don't even know each other, but they got the same, I'm going to say, disease, the same mental disease. And then the white people, they got the same tactics that they use in the school system. And it's all around town, the countryside, and everywhere else. So, Sophia, tell me what you see as far as the school system go and the government and the police and different things of that nature, the housing organizations, from your point of view. Just anything, any experience that you want to talk about or something you want to get off your chest, something that's been bothering you or something you want to get done and you need some support, some help, or just something you just want to talk about.
I mean, like, the only thing I would say is, like, it's about, like, having people that have your back when you get in any situation. Because, I mean, I done been in situations where, you know, if they don't think nobody got your back, then, you know, it's the way they treat you. And you got to have the right knowledge, too, when you're talking to them and, you know, speaking to them. So, like he said earlier, you don't want to say too much, but you don't want to say not enough, too. And if they know, like, people behind you and they got your back, you know, you get treated a little bit different. So if they think you coming up, you know, by yourself, they basically just do what they want to do.
Yeah, that's also called gang stalking.
Yeah, that's what they do.
And they are called narcissists. They are narcissists. They are narcissistic people. And that's what they do.
Yeah, but it's, you know, and anything you speak up on, you got to know that, you know, it's more than one voice in anything. Because, you know, sometimes that one voice, you don't know exactly who to go to, who to talk to. And then sometimes if you go to certain people, you know, it can escalate to being a lot more than what it was. So sometimes we do late things. So, you know, just to even, you know, see another day. Some things we go with, we know ain't right. But who are you going to talk to? Who got your back? You know, you could go up there and say what you want to say, but when you outnumber, that means a lot. And then that male figure, you know, that means a lot, too, when you going against them. But it's a lot.
Mm-hmm. Even, like, let's say going out to a car lot, Sophia, not even having a man with you, they treat you different.
Well, yeah, but, you know, I got, you know, you're going to have a little bit of knowledge on how you spend your money. But you got to have money in any situation or anything in your life. So, you know, you ain't going to buy nothing that you think worth $10,000 or $20,000. That'll just be on you if you let them do that. But, yeah, it's different.
I hear you speaking to the issue of balance and the counterbalance. There's a concept called Tawheed and the Ma'at. I think the scientists call it a state of homeostasis when you become balanced. And when we have encountered such a great imbalance when it comes to winning in on the fields of justice, so that is the question on the show tonight. Can we produce the justice that rains down like the waters so that we, the righteous, can rise up, walk, and run like a mighty stream?
Hello.
And if not us, then who? And if not now, then when?
even walking into, like, let's say the school, the way the school treats you, if you ain't got, let's say, a male figure and a mother figure walking in to talk about your child's disciplinary issues or whatever, and where we know for a fact that us as a people, genetically, we're different than the white people are. We got a lot more energy. We got more ideas. We're enthusiastic. We see different angles. The sun even give us strength and vitamins, where it doesn't give them the same energy. It really kills them. It really gives them cancer. So they're not going to be as energetic as us. But then I'm going to tell you something that I see. I see nowadays, ever since a white man came up with something called, oh, you can't whoop your child. You can't discipline your kid. We'll put DSS on you. We'll take you to jail. So what we're going to do, we're going to give your kid medicine. Your kid is hyper. Nah, that's from your standpoint. That's from your point of view that our kid is hyper. Our kid got a lot of energy. All we got to do is direct the energy into a positive place or into a certain field, medical field, the art field, or whatever best suits that child depending on how they learn. Some people, we got abstract learners. Some people learn from hearing. Some people learn from actually hands-on experience. I'm saying all that to say this right here. Don't let the people at school give your kids, like, let's say, Ritalin, medicine to calm them down, or whatever that case may be. Back in the day, I don't remember nobody using any kind of drugs on their kids back in the day. The only thing I remember people using on their kids back in the day was a good old-fashioned ass-whooping. So, that's a whole nother game that they're doing. They're trying to poison us, like, with opioids and just different. They're coming at us every different kind of angle because we're outnumbering them. And with the Spanish and the Indians and everybody like that, really the white man is the minority. That's why they come in schools and shoot. That's why the police officers shoot people. That's why they do every ignorant different kind of thing they can do to make sure the black man ain't around to reproduce. The programs they got to act like they're helping us. Oh, we're going to give this woman this. We're going to give her this. We're going to give her that. But, oh, you can't have a man there. Well, let's make them comfortable to where they don't fully capacitate themselves to where they go to school or learn or go into this field right here. I see all kind of different kind of things. But at the end of the day, we can't sit there and blame the other side. We can only blame ourselves for falling for their tricks. So the best thing that I do, I read any kind of book I read about. Now, we were sitting at school. This was one of my biggest questions to the teachers. Why am I reading that? That ain't got nothing to do with anything I'm going to be doing. I want to be this. That ain't got nothing to do with that. Why do I need to know that? Well, learning different things and different subjects, it gives you a whole total picture. It gives you general understanding of a big picture. So just learn knowledge in every different kind of field, and then it'll eventually make a big picture of understanding. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, read. Instead of turning on the television, when you usually watch a sitcom or a funny show or something like that, let that be book hour. Everybody in the house get a book. You sit there and read the book for an hour. And then sometimes every person get a chance to reflect on what they learned in their book that they read. Some days, not even that, just for a certain amount of time, an hour or two, it's book hour. Everybody reads a book. And you can go down to your local library in any town in America and pick up a book. You got Barnes & Noble stores. You got places where in each town people recycle books they've used and read already. There's a drop location, and you can get books for free. You can trade books. You can leave books, donate them. Just read. Take in any kind of information you can, and don't be scared to share it with your fellow people. Hey, Shaq, what's going on out there?
Yeah, I'm here, brother. Hey, I was just about to tune in and say, man, you so right about that, man. I've been reading several books and looking at podcasts and just getting knowledge from every way I can get it, you know, even if it's from a reel on Facebook, just getting knowledge. I don't just read this knowledge, you know, but I get a paper and pen and I write the knowledge down, the most important knowledge. I pause it and write this knowledge down because at the end of the day, we read it. We just read it and we talk about it. But let's write these things down. Let's write them down and put them up somewhere where we can see these things, where we can practice these things, where we can wake up in the morning and I can see it again instead of letting my brain work so hard. I can just wake up in the morning and look and see, what am I doing? What am I doing it for? You know, like you said, knowledge is power, just education. You know, in school, you know, they taught us this and that and third, and they didn't really, I really feel like they didn't teach us what we need to be taught because we really don't know ourselves. You know, as a young black man, we trying to find ourselves out here. Like, we don't know our real history. And they gave us just one point of view, slavery, and they gave us nothing else. You know, so they put that in our face, so that's all we know. You know, so it's up to us to really gain the knowledge and gain the understanding, because knowledge is power. And for us younger folks, it's beautiful because we got more knowledge than anything. I mean, knowledge's always been around and everybody been using it, but now with the younger generation, we got a lot more knowledge. You know what I'm saying? We got our hands on a lot more. You know, you got a lot more smarter people reading a little bit more books, and you know, now I'm looking at a lot more leaders. You know what I'm saying? Like, now I follow a guy named 19 Keys. I think you guys need to follow him, you know, on some real stuff. If you know, just check him out whenever you got time, 5-10 minutes. His name is 19 Keys. He's a black man. He you know, high-level conversations is what he's talking about. It's like what we're doing now. But basically what he talking about is, you know, high-level conversations in the black communities. And, you know, I just study his podcast and things like that. You know, just knowledge is power. Just eating to live, you know, whatever we eat. You know, it's just all this stuff we learn in school, nothing wrong with that. But what about the right things to learn? What about business? What about working for self? What about all these people go to college? I got plenty of friends now, you know, like we talk and say, they go to college, done been in college, and now they out here lost, you know. Now they out here lost. They're smarter than me in school in a lot of areas. And now you got me out here, and we're working. Now I invested in myself, and I got a little light. Now I can breathe, you know. It's the basic fact is I didn't go to college. I chose my own path, you know. That, you know, if I could have went to college, I would have. But I just did what I had to do and dealt the cards that I had dealt with me. I just invested in myself, landscaping. I'm investing in dogs. My next investment is real estate. Investing is the best thing that I ever did to myself. So now I'm working the 9-to-5, but I use day dollars to invest in myself, you know, because I've been going through that many times where I've been working at a job, you know, and they – give me the boot, and I'm wondering, I got that good feeling in my stomach. Damn, what am I going to do next? Where am I going to go? You know, how am I going to do this? So now I start working for myself. I got 2 zero turns. You know, I got 2 trailers. You know, I got 10 yards. You know what I'm saying? I got business a little bit everywhere. And just to rely on myself at the end of the day. You know, I love my 9-to-5, but I love what I do too. You know, we got to get big on that. And a big part of how I did that was getting the knowledge and writing it down, and just writing down what I needed to do step by step. You know, just like you said, reading those books and getting knowledge. You know, I still do that. I got a book bag just full of papers that I just write stuff down, and maybe I can come back and read that and it can help me in the future. You know what I'm saying? Just write this stuff down because I can read it now and be like, dang, Tyrese, I should have told you about this shit because it was so important. I can't get back to it. But if I write it down, screenshot it, I can't forget it. I can always go back. I can always show you. I got somewhere to start now. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and that's just where I started it and just how I got to where I'm at, just writing stuff down and using knowledge to just take me to the next level. I'm still learning. I still got a ways to go. You know, it's beautiful to have these conversations, these talks. You know what I'm saying? Getting everybody's point of view. That's more than a blessing. You know what I'm saying? Because I wasn't doing that a month ago. These things that I look forward to doing, you know, because we growing, we learning from each other. Whether you 17, 16, or 24, or 50, I'm going to learn something from you, and you're going to learn something from me. We never too old, you know, so So now it's power, man. And, you know, like you said, you know, you're talking about the black, you know, what we got melanin. And I read some books about that. You know, I was just reading a book about skin color, you know, and that was just talking about how powerful melanin is. You know, it's beautiful because melanin is not just in us, it's on the outside of us. You know, it's in our eyes, it's in our skin, it's in our hair. You know, like they got vitamin D juice, but I read out the book that when the sun hit the black skin, it created its own vitamin D. You know, I read this out of book. So it's so different when somebody can tell you something, but when you read it for yourself. You know, I got a lot of knowledge that I read for myself, and I tell my uncle, and he older than me, you know, so he'd be like, boy, you know, how you know, you can't know that, boy, because he got his own knowledge. But I tell uncle, you got to read. When was the last time you read? And it's just reality. When was the last time you pick up a book and read something? So you can't tell me something that I know for a fact. You know what I'm saying? And it's beautiful because, like I said, we learn from each other. And man, just the black, us black individuals, man, we so powerful. You know what I'm saying? But I'm looking at it now. I'm a young black man. And to look at where we at now, where we done came from, you know, the growth is beautiful. You know, it's amazing to see where we came from, where we going, where we at today. Because, you know, I do a lot of reading. I do a lot of, you know, I try to. I just try to apply myself in the small ways I can, you know, every chance that I can get. You know, just like I said, I read on 19 Keys. Man, these black folks out here working their ass off. You know what I'm saying? They out here working their ass. They doing what's supposed to be. Man, you got to pat yourself on the back. You know what I'm saying? I said, damn, you know, I appreciate this. You know, I love getting this. You know what I'm saying? When I get a chance, I reach out to people like 19 T's, and even though he don't know that, I tell him I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? Just for the knowledge. You know what I'm saying? And, man, it's beautiful, man. People, man, the black people, man, we done came a long way, and we coming a long way, man. It's beautiful, man. And, you know, I see a real change. I see a real change. You know, I see it with my own eyes. You know what I'm saying? Can't nobody tell me what is that and the third, but I see a real change in my own eyes. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm changing. You know what I'm saying? And I got people that I look up to, and they making a change. And that's it for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, they really doing this. They really doing that. That's major. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give it back to you, Brother Curry.
Man, peace, love, man. I love everything you saying, bro. Everything you saying is true. Hey, this is my boy right here. Hey, you way younger than me, man. Way younger than me. And I learn from you when I talk. You know what I'm saying? And I learn from the kids. I learn from everybody. I'm going to tell you what I seen the other day with my nephew. My nephew, 3 years old. He's autistic. And he was doing a couple of things wrong. And I had to discipline him. Guess what he did a minute later? He forgave me. I see people that's 25, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70. They hold grudges on somebody for a year. They won't talk to somebody for a year, 2 years. Somebody called me from prison today. They was talking about how one of their family members died, and they wish they had a, and this is a woman they called from prison. They wish they had a, spent more time on the phone with this person, spent more time going over to this person's house, patching up things, just letting things go that they had that was problems in the past, where they bumped heads up. And I see this all the time. I seen somebody on, what, Saturday night we was hanging out. They got mad at somebody about something. If everybody can be like this kid is, like some of these kids are, y'all bump heads, y'all have a situation, and then a minute later you forgive one another. Learn how to forgive people. Because at the end of the day, if you get into it with somebody right now, you kill them, and then you sitting in front of the judge or you sitting in front of the detective, and they know they got you, man. They got the circumstantial evidence. They got physical evidence. They got motive. They even got witnesses. You know they got you. They got you. I mean, what you gonna say? You're probably not going to even remember what y'all got into it for. You can remember everything that happened. Oh, they hit me in the face, and I scooped them, then them. This happened and that happened, but okay, what did y'all get into it for from the beginning? Over a cigarette? Over a, you stepped on my shoes? You was leaning on my car when I came outside? you said a joke and my girl was smiling, and now I think y'all messing around. Like little simple, little small things. Learn how to forgive people and overlook things and pick a certain better time to bring up situations. You know what I'm saying? All the time. It's all about timing, picking the right time to do something. You got an issue with somebody, pick the right time to bring that up with them. It might be later on when ain't nobody around. It's just you or them, you and them. A lot of things, man, we get into it about as black people. I see a whole lot of people in every town I go to. Hey, Shaq, am I lying? And Gaffney, how many people that killed black people this summer? What about Spartanburg? What about Greenville? What about Anderson? We can name every county in North Carolina, Georgia, Florida. Small little bitty things. You know what I'm saying? Learn to pick and choose your battles wisely. Like Sophia said earlier, yeah, you might have to walk away for the moment. Yeah, lose the battle, but you're going to win the war. But lose for that moment, but you're going to come back later, and you're going to tighten everything up. If you go in hard right now, right then and there, like Jay-Z say, if you hate now, what? You wait while, I'll be with your woman. So in other words, what he's saying is, if you get mad on the spot, when somebody do something, you're going to be in jail and somebody's going to be with your family, whether you're a man or woman, whatever. Somebody else going to be raising your child. Right? So we got to start walking around and having our emotions on our sleeves. That's why I say from day to day, smile at each other. If you got a problem at home or something like that, let's say it's a husband and a wife or a boyfriend, girlfriend. You're having a bad day. You got some different situations. Send them out the door on a good note, though. Send your old lady out the door on a good note. Now give her a uplifting conversation, wish her the best, have a good day, baby, and the same thing for a woman going toward a man and so on and so forth. Y'all get what I'm saying? Little small things, you know, the way we treat each other from day to day. We can demand respect from different people around town, but they see us disrespecting each other, though. We got to respect and love each other. And then a lot of the problems and things of that nature, it'll just, the goodness will overflow everything else. A lot of issues will disappear if we do a couple of little small things. And a lot of things in the Bible, but we got people here that's probably believing in different religions or whatnot, but at the same day, it's the same principles, though. Love your brother. Love your sister. Our most valuable asset is the black woman. We got to show love. We got to love one another. That's my biggest thing right now. Stop wearing your emotions on your sleeves. Don't let these people see what upsets you. If they see what upsets you, then they know how to push your button then the next time. So they're going to wait till you got different kind of stresses and then push that button again when you got other factors that weren't even around the last time, so they know how to push your button. They learn people and figure them out when you start being emotional and showing people what upsets you, what makes you happy. Like I say, in the art of war, I'm formlessness. I practice formlessness. Show no emotion. Put your poker face on. Do what you got to do. Take things for face value. Somebody do something disrespectful, don't look at them like they're targeting you. They do that to everybody. And you ain't even got to touch them. Just give it time and somebody else will fuck them up. Or God will just take over and then they'll be gone. I see people around town that's done did stuff. I'm not going to say no names. People that had high positions and then nobody touched them. And then guess what? An act of God happened and now they out of the way. But I'm going to tell you something that ain't an act of God. Going down and voting. I go to Atlanta every other day if I ain't going to North Carolina, Tennessee, or Kentucky. And right now they're trying to get Raphael Warnock out of office. Don't let the name fool you. That's a black man. That's not a Spanish man. That's a black man that's representing us. And we got right here in Spartanburg, we got Jerome Rice. That's our mayor that we voted in. And we got a black police chief right here in the city of Spartanburg. We got a black police chief, if I am not mistaken, in Cherokee County.
Yeah.
But are we utilizing our strengths and our people to the best of our abilities? Are we sitting there saying, oh, man, Obama ain't doing nothing for us, man. Fuck him. He a puppet. But sit down and get to know this person for yourself. And somebody talking bad about somebody, ignore it and tell them, hey, look, get that man a chance, you know what I'm saying? Find out for yourself. Don't take everybody else's word for it. Maybe he had to play it that certain kind of way at the time in front of the media, but if you talk to him on a different level behind closed doors, you might get a whole different picture. You can't just look from the outside in and think you know everything. That's like if I go somewhere right now, I got on work clothes, I got on boots. Somebody might look at me and be like, man, this old bum. He like he about to rob this place. He like he about to steal something. And I might buy everybody into some dinner. You never know. Let's stop judging one another. Oh, he don't know nothing. He don't have any expertise in the area that he claiming that he know about. Give that person a chance, and if they don't know something, help them fill in the blanks. Have their back. Even though they might be wrong, you can listen to their perspective. That's their point of view. We got to respect one another. That's all I'm saying. That's my biggest thing, respecting one another. Something you learn as a child, but we get older and we get complacent and we think that we ain't got to do it no more. We got to learn to respect and love one another, the basic principles. Like how black people used to be like, hey, how you doing? They really meant that. They really want to know if you're okay, if you ain't okay. Yeah, I'm kind of running short on my vegetable. Well, I got an abundance of rice. I got 10 pounds of rice. You can't eat that much rice. Get them a pound of rice. That's how people did back in the day. Now, we so selfish and stingy. People ride past people with flat tires and shit. We used to see one of us, and we'd stop and help them. At the same time, you can't stop and help everybody, because guess what? I know some people that'll lay down on the ground like they're hurt. When you come up to help them, guess what they're going to do? They're going to crawl down on you. It ain't got to be in a big city. It can be in a small town. Everybody do the same things, but on a different level. The same drugs, the same murder, the same getting over on people. But at the same time, we got to learn to love and respect one another. We got to rewrite that brainwashing and shit they did to us. We got to start right here at home. Everybody can say, my little bit that I can do, it ain't going to make a difference. And everybody said that we ain't going to make no difference. That's just like with a vote. And everybody say, well, I ain't going to vote. And we ain't got no votes. And people died. Hey, somebody mute their phone. Mute your phone if you're not talking. Everybody put in a little bit, and it'll add up to a whole big old mountain. Everybody do something on their street, in their neighborhood, at their workplace. You know what I'm saying?
Yo.
Everybody mute your phone. Mr. Oddball, what you think? What's going on?
Yo.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Who is that right there? Who am I speaking with?
It's DJ. Where everybody?
They on here, man. They just thinking to themselves about what I said. They thinking and reflecting.
Yes, sir. We here.
Take the time to think. I like that right there. If you respond right quick, you ain't took time to let it soak in and think. Think about, you know, different angles you're going to hit things at. But, hey, Sophia. Charles.
Yeah.
Hey, you ever go to a PTA meeting?
Yeah.
I want to start getting more involved in going to the PTA meetings and the school and everything like that. I want to know who's teaching my kids. I want to know what they putting into my kids' mind. We already know they're telling my kids lies. You know what I'm saying?
Well, but you know, they do, just like they try to teach them about, they control the history and not tell, you know, everything that they should. You know, it's the same thing every year about, you know, George White. Who cares about him cutting a tree down? Who can't do that? And you know, it starts at home. You gotta teach them at home.
We might have somebody that's a little bit less fortunate and may not have the right leadership at home, but then we reach out to the young people. I talk to so many young people that's 19, 25, even people that's 30, 35 that need somebody to talk to. And like Shaq said, yeah, I talked to some of my uncles that's older. You know what I'm saying? And then Mr. Oddball, he showed me how to do a couple things on the phone, which I call my phone my computer.
Mm-hmm.
I can break down things off an 18-wheeler on the side of the road and put it back together. I can put together motorcycles and dirt bikes and lawnmowers, but Mr. Akbar showed me how to do a couple things on the telephone that I didn't know how to do. I'm not a computer person. So let's just spread our skills amongst everybody and let's help one another out in our weak areas or whatever. Everybody got strengths and weaknesses. Let's capitalize on our strengths and let's help people where they may be weak at. I don't think that you as a person ain't got a weakness. Everybody got a weakness. And we all need each other. And who else we got on the line here? Brother Akbar, you there? My queen over in Los Angeles, you there?
You see there, I'm not...
All right, power to the people. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes. Yes, we can hear you. Yes, ma'am.
How we doing over there?
Doing bad. We're doing okay, but we're doing bad. We're trying to get it together.
All right. Well, just about going over what the reparations committee we had. There we go. Found it. Okay. Census.
Hello. Yo.
Yeah, hold on. Give her a second.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. We can hear you.
Hello.
Yes.
It's pretty low. Yeah, so I was just discussing the reparations committee meeting that happened this weekend. So I don't know if anyone was familiar with. This is the 10th and last meeting that the California Task Force Reparations Committee was meeting. So it'll be historic.
Do they have a reparations task force? I'm asking. I want to know about that. Like, you said they have a reparations task force. I want to know something about that.
Having a bit of technical difficulty here.
Yeah.
Brother Akbar, you there?
Hey, Tyree, we got Brother Jay over here. He's been right here with the whole time.
Okay, let him speak. Yeah, hell yeah. I didn't know he was on deck. That's what's up.
We got Brother Jay. He was supposed to attend the meeting, but he was just my bird. What you got to say, brother?
What's up, my people? I'd like to address the issue about, like, what we all, like, how they label us out by our parents. And, like, not even, you know what I'm saying? You ain't even got to look no type of way. It's just the color you get labeled off of. And it's, like, a sad situation, man. And it's based off of what you taught. Like you said, it started at home first. But regardless of what you teach them at home, when they get to school, it's like everything you teach them at home is being, like, all against in the state and sense, because the student got to go by what teachers say to make the grade. You know what I mean? how you say you want to get into schools and actually be more active in what's going on, that's a good start. It's going to take more than that, because we got to actually get the community, man. So get active in the community. You can't just, you know, it's going to take multiple people, but you got to have people that's willing to do it. Because we don't have to know at night everything in the process. But you keep your mind where you need to be and don't let no negative thoughts bring you off track of what you're trying to accomplish. See that? It's going to happen. You got to put forth the effort. I'll pass it back over to Terrence.
What's up, Jay?
Did you hear me?
Hi, family.
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
Yes, we're here.
I can't. Yeah, where I'm at is pretty bad reception, so I'm going in and out. You can hear me.
I need more paper than that? Oh, okay.
Just
not reading it. It doesn't have
something. What's up? Hey, Sophia, Queen Sophia, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up? Man, it's beautiful to be here today. I'm glad God woke me up this morning. It's good to be able to get together with great people like y'all. All y'all got beautiful sense of humors and different points of views that I love. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Hey, Jay, where you been at, man? Been missing you, man. You got that Shelby, North Carolina point of view we love.
I've been living in Gastonia, man. But, you know, my roots in the South, though. You know, my father's from the South, so it's like my mother's from North Carolina, my father's from South Carolina. But at the end of the day, man, no matter where you at, man, it's everywhere, you know? And it's like our generation, we got more influence now than back then because, like, it's more different than the country. And we actually being able to accomplish more, but the older generation is the ones that paved the way for this to be able to happen. But I just been keeping my head level, man, because, you know, no matter what you do in life, no matter what you're trying to accomplish, you can't do nothing until you live first. It's the main thing, man. And know what you want to do in life, man. Just don't live without a purpose. But you got a team, man. Like I said, I ain't heard from you in a while, but since I done heard from you, man, it's good to see you actually, man, doing what you said you was going to do, man. And I'm proud of you, man.
I can't exactly remember what I said I was going to do. It's been probably some months ago. Whatever it was. What was it? What was it, by the way?
The CDL.
Sir?
The CDL.
Oh, yeah. And that's what I was about to say, man. Communication as far as letting somebody know where you at. I pass through Gastonia all the time. Shelby, Gastonia, Bessemer City, Belmont Abbey. I come through that all the time.
Yeah.
If I knew you was in the area, man, I would link with you. Hey, hold on 1 second.
All right.
I'm back. Anyway, yeah, let's communicate on where we at, man. I want to know where you at, man, because I worry about you. You know what I'm saying? I know you worry about me, but we need to link on some big names, though.
We got I got the same number, man.
Okay. So I'm going to start hitting you up when I come that way. Tomorrow I'll be in Georgia, and I might swing back through Tennessee and drop down to North Carolina on the way back. But I'll be coming up through Asheville. I won't be on 74 or none of that. 85, I've been 26. So maybe in a couple of days, though, they'll send me that way, man. We can link and get lunch.
Yeah, man.
Hey, y'all, small things make big differences. Just stopping in to eat lunch with an old friend.
Oh, yeah, man.
And communicating. It means a lot.
Yeah, of course. Especially the way times is now, man. You know, people take life as a joke, man. But one day you hear them, they say you're gone. Know when you come, but you don't know when you're going to leave.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it was nice meeting all y'all. Maybe one of these days I get to see y'all.
Hey, thank you, Sophia. Thank you, Queen Sophia, for coming on with us tonight. I always love your point of view. I always love being around a strong black woman. Like I said, we have more men, more strong like you, the world will be a better place.
Well, I thank you.
Yeah, we got to get together so we can all meet in person. Hey, Shaq, so Queen Sophia, that's somebody you want to meet right there. I know y'all will share a lot of good ideas. And, Jay, you'll like her as well. We can all learn from each other, whether it's a female, male, younger, older, from the city, from the countryside, been to college, haven't been to college. We all can spread knowledge.
Come on, definitely do that, brother. We need a little sit and eat and greet one. And that'll be something we should do, man. For real.
Yep. I think that'll be a great idea. And where we can share each other ideas, you know, get to meet each other.
Yeah.
I love y'all. Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
Black power. So we gonna turn the situation. I went on with my niece's mama, which I call her my cousin at times. And I think, hey, Shaq, that's your cousin too, right? And Keisha,
yep.
Take your cousin?
Who, family?
Keisha Tate, ain't that your cousin?
That's my cousin.
So that's my family.
And she was just like a cousin or a friend, just like all y'all are. And what happened to her was a tragedy, and I'm not going to let it go, even though, like, let's say he get life in prison. I'm not going to let it end there. I'm going to let that be the beginning of a legacy. Okay, this shit thousandfold. And this is something I've been dreaming about in my sleep and thinking about every day. You know what I'm saying? Just making a movement and coming together with my people. And I was blessed to meet Mr. Akbar. It happened through a tragedy. And I think we all done met because of God put us there at the same time for a reason. I think we all got a purpose here. And I hope to serve my purpose. And if I'm not serving my purpose to the fullest of my ability, don't be scared to speak up and step up and take leadership. This ain't a contest, you know what I'm saying? I want the best and the strongest people to take leadership at any time, any given moment. And if you need me at any time of the day or night, hit me up. I'm there for you to play any position that I need to do. We on the same team, and we trying to win. We're trying to lead wealth behind for our kids when we die. We're trying to learn how to open up businesses. We're trying to buy houses. We're trying to be self-sufficient as far as finances go. We're trying to educate our people. We all got the same goals, but we're going to say it in a different way. Peace, guys and queens. I love y'all. We need to get together real soon and make this a thing that's going to be constant a couple times a week, three times a week. Get together and do something. Do something for the kids. Do something for us as adults. If one of us got an issue, everybody come together and help the person with the issue. Nothing is too big or too small for us to tackle. Right?
Hey, brother, you just keep having these high-level conversations, too.
Sir, yes, sir. I like a good comfortable silence sometimes, everybody getting their thoughts together. I like that.
Yeah. Well, the good part about land acquisition is that we are able to control the land that we can plant on, and whether it's industrial, or if you call it parks and recreation, or commercial zoning, or if you want to call it residential, then you can call a shot on your own land acquisition. Within a 1 mile radius of that land, the people have jurisdiction. And that's what you want to do, is exercise your right to jurisdiction. And then the corporate business is called America. Many people say it's not a nation, but it's a business. America is a business venture, because a nation would not allow the injustice that has been done to us. They would never allow these things to happen. Somebody can walk up and write a law, but we can't read because we're black, or we can't sit on that park bench because we're black. We can't vote a certain way, a certain kind, without a Voters' Rights Act. And then they act like they want you to vote, but you only find out later they really didn't want you voting at all. So these things can be put in check by people who have jurisdiction on their own land. You won't be paying attention to voting for their government, but we have established our own government. And that's no different than the 13 colonies decided they no longer wanted to bow down to the UK or United Kingdom or the Bloody Brits or the Lords of London and Lord Delaware and Lord Baltimore and the Queen Mary on Queen Mary's land and the Duchess of Virginia and Maryland and D.C. They began to check them in the midst of their opposition. In the midst of their iniquities, the opposition decided they want to move in with their army and do a Boston massacre and kill up as many people as they possibly could, including Christmas Addams. But eventually they had underestimated. They began to surface. They underestimated the ability of the 13 colonies. They underestimated the stratagems of war coming against them after the good old 13 colonies had begun to fraternize and utilize the stratagems of war that they got from the Africans that they thought they had in enslavement. The same Africans that fought, they say, so diligently in these Japanese wars against Hiroshima, Nagasaki, bombing of Hiroshima, and the bombing of all parts of Japan, and doing whatever he felt he was big enough to do, on into Korea, on in to before that Germany, again fighting in Iraq, Iran, and Afghanistan, places called Desert Storm. So we've always showed a certain amount of commitment to the wars of the opposition, but the opposition has never shown any loyalty to us. And this is why we have come here today, to discuss loyalty to our own government. And then again, how can we get justice? Can we get justice that rains down like waters? And can we rise up and begin to run like a mighty stream? My.
Amen. So every war we done, every war the United States done fought black men and helped them fight them wars.
That's right. They wouldn't have won it without them.
Even the war against us, we help them fight it, huh? Through ignorance and lack of taking in information and being brainwashed, things of that nature. I like that. I like that. Okay. Okay. I'm seeing a different point of view now. I like that. You need to come up with a strategy. Hey, Shaq, tell me a couple of more of them good books you're talking about.
Oh, man. It's a couple of great books, man. 48 Laws of Power, one. What else? I got some more great books.
Robert Greene.
Let me give you some, a couple of books.
Steve Harvey got a couple of good books out.
Yeah, man. They got a book out right now. They got all kind of crazy. It's a book out, Brian Tracy. It's called No Excuses, The Power of Self-Discipline. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's another book called You Are a Badass. You know, it just tell you how awesome you is, how good you is. You know, you read these books and it encourages you about yourself. You know what I'm saying? Great books, man. You know what I'm saying? Great books, man. I've been trying to read and just trying to apply myself in every way I can. You know, reading here, reading up. You know, an audio book. You know, if I can't read the whole thing, I get an audio book. You know. So, just applying myself in every way I can.
I'm reading every morning. You sitting on the toilet. What else you doing? It's your time to read right there. Let's not beat your meat. Let's pick up a newspaper, a book, a magazine, anything. Let's read. You want lunch break. Any little few minutes you get to read. It ain't got to be a long time, 2 or 3 hours a day. It can be 15, 20 minutes here and there to add up to 2 or 3 hours. And then apply that knowledge to the different areas of your life every day. A lot of people that I talk to, they say, what college you went to? I ain't been to college. I just read a lot of books. I done snuck a couple college books. Shame on me, but yeah, if I see a good book laying around, the opposition got, I'll grab that thing. Read it and pass it on to my people. Back in the day, they used to kill us for taking a school book or a magazine. Now they leave them around. They let us join the library if we want to. We can walk into a bookstore. But now that they're allowing us to, nobody is taking advantage of these things. And they laughing and joking. Yeah, if you want to hide something from black man, put it in a book. I got a room right now. I can go home. I'm on the way home now. I can take a picture. And I got a room. It's supposed to be a living room, but I stay by myself. Not a living room, but a dining room where everybody eat at. But my whole room filled with nothing but books. Nothing but books. October the 3rd, 6 o'clock, Gaffney. Ironstone Street. I think it's the City Hall. Hey, Charles, is that the City Hall?
No.
You gonna get...
It is the offices of the administrator. Okay, it's not the administrator. It's not City Hall. It is where the city council and the local government is, you know, that's part of the branch that their offices are in.
So anyway, we're going to have a city council. I mean, what's the physical address, boss man? And the North Limestone Street or something?
Yeah.
What number? The zip code?
Hold on.
I think it's North Limestone Street. It's a city council meeting. It's going to be on October the 3rd at 6 o'clock in Gaffney, 29340.
Yeah. You
can probably Google. I don't know the exact physical address. I can get it, though. I find out, I'll send it to y'all. I'm right here in Spartanburg. I'm going to start attending the one in Spartanburg. I'm going to attend the one in Gaffney, too, but I'm going to also start attending the one right here in Spartanburg, though.
Yeah, I go to the ones here. Let's see.
A lot of companies moving in here. A lot of companies. Hey, any one of y'all read the newspaper? I don't.
It's
Everyone that I find, I'll pick it up, though. You know, they charge so much for a newspaper now, man, I can't even afford it. You know what I'm saying? But it's a whole lot of businesses that's coming right here in the upstate that's investing. Like that DHL place right there in Gaffney. They spent billions on that place right there. And you got Poison, Freightliner, Nestle, all these places right here pay $20, $30 an hour for the cost of living in this area right here. That's a whole lot of money right there. But every time I turn around, somebody investing in, they're making armored cars here. They're doing COVID research here in Spartanburg County, Greenville County. They got so many, they got Volvo that just invested, I don't know how many millions. It's the fastest growing part of the country right here. Spartanburg, Greenville, Gaffney, Anderson, the upstate of South Carolina. You know why? You know why they come in here? Because we got so many people, black people. They got land, they got opportunities. They're not taking the opportunities for us. So people from other countries, Germany, people from Michigan, Detroit, California, people come in here like, damn, they stupid. They don't want the land. They don't want these old houses. They grabbing them. They putting $5,000 in them and making $200,000.
That address is 201 North Limestone Street.
Yeah, people coming here from different parts of the country, different parts of the world. Moving here at a fast rate. Because the tax is cheap. Labor is cheap. Land is cheap. All this stuff. Who it belongs to? Who built this country? Who built every downtown? Who built everything? We did. All this shit belong to us. We letting people come in at an alarming rate, and they taking all kind of stuff. We letting them do it. They weren't doing it when our mom and daddy was around. They weren't doing it when our grandma and them was around, but they doing it now. They move next door to you. Some shit you walk past and don't see. So we the people that make lemonade out of lemon. We get ideas, put them together, and make something. And we going past opportunities that we can make something out of. And they come, we're not seeing anything. We're walking past them, and they coming in. I'll take that right there. And they really moving in these shits, too. They ain't just buying them and just saying, all right, we're going to sell them. Some people really moving into these shits, these empty houses around here, and grabbing this land in between these houses. And they building shit, and they making money. We can't say they hanging us. Can't say they shooting at them. And fair game. Your weapon is your books. And applying your knowledge and bringing your people along with you. I can walk down the street right now and worry about a white person kidnapping me and hanging me.
Well, no.
I might bring my gun with me, though, because I'm worried about a nigga might get me.
You think I won't?
Ah.
He think I'm on fire.
There's something wrong with this whole picture. Hey, Mr. Albar.
Where everybody?
I'm here. Brother Shaq here.
Sister Sophia, you still there? Community in the building. We got Ross Jr. We got Shaq. I want to hear from my partner from over there in Texas. Is he still on the line? My partner from Texas. Hold on, let me see if I can get him on the line real quick. Anybody else got anything important to say? I know my chief of staff do. Enlighten us, my friend.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm gonna give a reminder of something before we, you know, before we shut it down. First, I want to tell you this. We had an incident in Gaffney where there happened during a football game where about 8 policemen arrest a young man. He was about 16, 17. He's at 16 because they sent him off to DJJ. And, they had films of him where they were, like, you know, physically slamming him to the ground and punching him. You know. And when the father tried to intervene, they arrested him and slammed his face on the car. You know, without reading his rights or anything. So, you know, this is the type of stuff we're dealing with in this town, and this stuff needs to stop. You know, abuse of power. The people used to have the power. It's time to take it back. But all this stuff needs to be addressed during the next meeting we have in Gaffney. And but remember, don't forget the date, October 3rd, 6:00.
Hey, anytime you interact with the police or anybody that thinks they're in authority, mm-hmm. has any kind of position, make sure you write down their name.
Oh, we don't get their names.
Get their name right there on the spot. Get their name, get their badge number, find out who their lieutenant is, who's in charge of them, and let's start a dialogue and let's figure out what's going on with some of these incidents.
Yeah, because you clearly missed. It was in color. It was a good film of it. You know, I saw the faces. I recognized some of them. I actually, when I went to the game myself, I seen them all sitting there. And guess who I seen sitting right there on the brick wall where they had slammed the boy? Guess who was sitting there?
Who was in there?
County Councilman. Lil Jones.
So we going to bring some things to light. We're going to ask him what happened from his point of view.
He didn't say nothing. No, he didn't do nothing about it.
We're going to ask him why he didn't do anything about it, why he didn't say nothing. Was it something that he seen that we didn't see that we don't know about? What was the child doing? Key word being child, kid.
Kids.
Kids are going to be kids. They're going to do certain little rebellious things. But
Bluffing them up, that ain't the way to solve a problem.
Not doing.
We're going to solve the problem with the adults, though. We're going to hold everybody accountable.
Why you got
sitting there and your person of power, your person is in a certain position,
yeah,
then you need to be speaking up and doing something. If you're an officer and you're approaching a situation, you're trying to do your job, so-called doing your job, you're going to be held accountable. Why did you rough him up? Was he resisting? Was he trying to fight you? Was it necessary? We're going to find out their name, where they stay at,
yeah,
where their wife is, where their kids is, their background, what they do for a living, what they like to do on the weekend. They kicking shit every morning, all that kind of good stuff. We gonna start holding people accountable.
He wasn't fighting them. And he was, and then I think he's artistic.
Y'all getting what I'm saying? Find out everything you can about a person. If they work for the government, if they're a police officer, you can get their name and their badge number. You can find out who their boss is, what shift they work. You can find out different. A lot of things are public record. And remember, everybody's a human being just like you, too. A badge don't mean nothing.
Nope.
Well, I respect everybody because everybody got a job to do.
Yep.
I see a police officer. I respect them because they're just doing their job.
Yep.
If they overdoing their job, then that's a whole different story.
I respect.
If they're doing some dirty shit, that's a whole different story.
I respect you. Do you
know what I'm saying?
They're not to. I respect you until you give me a reason not to.
This is my point of view. I'm just one man with my point of view. Enlighten me and give me some knowledge. Give me your point of view, and then maybe I might need to change up my views and my my protocols.
Hey, well, be afraid of them. I fear nobody but God. That's how I feel.
Yeah, so let's get some people involved and get them on that right there to figure out what happened.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe it was the kid's fault.
No, I don't talk to the father. He called me this morning. And then he showed me the film. And I think the News Channel 7 don't talk to him. Because I think they're going to do a report on him.
Yeah, don't be scared to go to internal affairs and make a report. If that don't work, you can go above their head, too, and keep going to the top. And at the end of the day, like I say, man, everybody go to the grocery store. Everybody like to go out to eat. Everybody got a sport they like. You know what I'm saying? Find out some of these things about people. What they like to do, where they like to go, who their family is, what they do for leisure, where they stay at. Somebody can knock on their front door, too, and you can send a news station to their front door.
Oh, yeah, they coming, too.
Or whatever.
Yep.
It needs to be done as necessary for a situation.
Yep, I got to call him, Vector. When we get off, I got to call him back, communicate with him about this stuff.
Hey, y'all, man, I love y'all, man. We're going to bring this session to an end right here. Mr. Akbar, you still there? My queen from Los Angeles. Anybody else out there that's listening? Didn't say nothing? Anybody there?
Yeah, we're going to bring it to the end, brother. It was good talking to y'all. We're going to most definitely get up again.
Okay, thank y'all. Thank y'all. Hey, man, I love y'all, man. Peace, man. Peace, kings and queens.
Peace, brother. Black power.
Black power. Black power. Y'all call me anytime. Out to the people.
Well. I just want to welcome you again to Black Power Radio. This is your host tonight, Sheikh Ali Imam Akbar, Abdullah Kareem. Right at this moment, we're in the beautiful city of Fredericksburg, Virginia, headed for Washington. But we have so many interesting phenomena that have occurred back-to-back in the lives of African people. It has been said that they have targeted, and this is one of my professors who said,
they target our brightest and our best. And Dr. Collins said, and they have not missed their target in over 400 years. They have seeked to destroy what we're building in the way of just assassination back-to-back of Martin and Malcolm, the Honorable Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. They come back to execute Malcolm again. These things have occurred from the just the criminal neglect of black people and us accepting too much tyranny and too much exploitation from the opposition or from namely the goddamn white man. And these things have occurred back to back in America, and now we're in a better position to check the opposition in the midst of their iniquities. And many times we bow out and bow down and kiss the ground and submit, and we lick and we do everything under the sun except take the justice that Dr. King was talking about and manage that justice with your own hands. And you can walk and run like a mighty stream when you have all the faculties of hearing and touch and all of these that are important to the operation of human life on this planet. Well, I am thankful to the Almighty God Allah, the Most High God, for the blessing of faith and the blessing of the opportunity to do outreach and to reach you whenever I can with as much as I can in the form of divine black revolution, because I am a black revolutionary. And Dr. Fred Hampton was talking about, I am a revolutionary. And Dr. Collins is talking about, I am a black revolutionary, to distinguish which one are we talking about in revolution. Because the white man has something called revolution against the bloody Brits with no navy, with no army, no sharpshooters, and no committed forces from the outside that would support those on the inside who were struggling with idealisms of taxation with no representation, that someone had affected their freedom of the press, freedom of religion, freedom from all forms of enslavement. And they interfered with the life in such a way that it would be hard to detect that this is a free society. Locked up our heroes and sheroes and kept away our people who were freedom fighters. And they developed a weird form of enslavement with no chains and a weird, peculiar form of gangster globalization with no walls. And we have to understand these things in order to be effective in these modern times, society as we know it. Amen Ra. Black power, a strong black military, and a strong black revolution. Tupac Shakur said, then let's put up some real money and let's have a real black revolution. Thank you so much for allowing me to comment on my own airways, because many times we don't get to say what's on our hearts, what's on our minds. And we should be thankful, be grateful that we have such an avenue that's called Black Power Radio that allows you to ventilate some of your frustration and to get your concepts out to we the people. And I land my plane right here in Washington, D.C. Banneker Field, Black Power, power to we the people. Trying to see who do we have on air right now. Dr. Truth Bay on here? Or is Brother Tyree still here with us? Trying to see who's there. Again, trying to see who's on the airway.
my beloved brother Malcolm X distinguished us by saying, we have to be in charge of the health and the medicine in our community, the politics and the socialism in our community. And when we're not in charge, then there are others that are willing to take over, for they have a drum major instinct, and they have a supersonic God complex, and they don't mind taking over, taking charge of all black people's property in view. And they have a unrelenting, unusual zeal for taking our mineral natural resources, our property, our land, our homes, and putting it under their control. Say, we own this, we run this. They're quick to say what they own, because you have been duped, brothers and sisters, by a strange form of generalizations. Thank you. Yes, we've reconnected Black to Black Power Radio. We're sorry that we had a technical difficulty, but all praise is due to Allah. We're thankful to be black on air. But these are things that happen in the life of the revolution, the life of the revolutionaries. And we pray that Almighty God will continue to bless us. And we hope that you will again to tune in to Black Power Radio and keep a healthy relationship, and all of your relationships will again be black in South Carolina in a few days, really, maybe like a couple of weeks. And we pray that you will again be with us at the Gaffney and at Spartanburg, and we hope for your success. We pray for your success. Again, we're on the land acquisition as well as we are on the self-government, and they have killed us at will, executed us at will, and now we are working on just working to bring us together to do what we have to do to make a difference in the light. And so much has been done to us, brothers and sisters, over the years and years of persecution for everything imaginable. They found to make a law to stop us from swimming at the swimming pool. You couldn't go to a certain beach until certain legislation was put in place. If you couldn't understand anything else, the legislation that was done by Thurgood Marshall was something turning towards a pivotal point, turning towards some form of justice. We cannot say it was justice. It's not the justice that rains down like waters. It's not the justice that the righteous can roll and walk and run like a mighty stream. It's a pivotal point in our history towards some form of justice. And this is why we've come to the airways to bring some form of revolution, some form of idealism, of political freedom, and some form of socialism that will not bow down to the forces of the opposition. The exploitation of black people is massive. What they have done over centuries is an inhumane form of capitalistic imperialism, an inhumane form of just tyranny, and just every form of justice, of injustice that have been practiced against. But a great nation, let me remind you that a great nation would never practice that form of injustice towards any human being on this earth that has undergone what we've undergone in the light of modern times. Then they should stand up and be counted. We are the only ones that have been lynched with a form of modern-day lynching. They have a modern-day lynching for us, dragging us behind an automobile and then tying us up and torturing us and eating our body parts
You just don't know how much has been done to us. But we thank you again for joining us here at Black Power Radio. And again, we'll be back, or we'll be black on next Monday with even more of what you call freedom fighting, and which we understand comprehensively what must be done at this hour. And so we pray Almighty God will bless you and your family. We greet you in the greeting words of peace of Assalamu Alaikum and Black Power.